With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers filed an official proposal to withdraw the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule due to concerns from rural America. The EPA will now begin a replacement rulemaking process, reevaluating the definition of the Waters of the U.S. rule in the Clean Water Act and gathering input from stakeholders. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt recently told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee about the confusion that was generated by the rule.
I think what's important with respect to this issue is the lack of clarity that the previous rule, the 2015 rule, created. I mean, it created a situation where farmers and ranchers, landowners across the country, did not know whether their stream or dry creek bed in some instances was actually subject to EPA jurisdiction and EPA authority. So they were facing fines that were substantial as they engaged in earthwork to build subdivisions. I mean, it was something that created a substantial amount of uncertainty and confusion.
Meanwhile, farm groups are hailing the announcement, saying the administration is injecting some much-needed common sense into the nation's environmental policies. Farmers are relieved as they'd feared that creeks, streams, ditches, even potholes in their farm could be subject to the rule, and they could face penalties if they weren't in compliance. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.